We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Forgiveness, based on Psalm 32. Those who know their sins and seek forgiveness are blessed indeed. When we do not confess our sins to the Lord, we carry a burden and feel worn down.
When we completely confess our sins to the Lord, and now all is forgiven, the burden is lifted and we are released from darkness into light.
All faithful people shall pray to you in times of need. We can rest knowing that your deliverance protects us. We will be instructed by you, and you will guide us and watch over us. We shall obey.
Those who are wicked will suffer, but those who submit to the Lord's ways will be sheltered by his love. All you righteous people, be glad and rejoice in the Lord, always and forever with songs and praise.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When was the last time you found yourself babbling? I suspect that many of us don't admit to doing so. Its negative connotations make it undesirable. We rather think of our speech as always being calm, reflective, and meaningful. Yet there are times when our speech is excitable, foolish, and incomprehensible. Think of lovers in the early stages of their relationship. They use words to replace uncomfortable moments of silence, ambivalent or conflicting emotions. They babble, replacing tenderness with an excess of nervous words and shallow phrases, well-intended but falling short. But the opposite is also true in our intimate relationships. Think of couples who have been together for some time. Without losing a beat, their speech takes on a different cadence. Their mutual familiarity gives way to longer moments of silence in each other's presence. The uncertain finds confidence, and the incompatible makes room for acceptance. In enduring friendly relationships, there is no need to babble. This seems to be part of what Jesus is trying to convey to his disciples. In describing the intimacy of prayer, Jesus reminds them and us that it is not always a matter of words, or for that matter, having the right words. In praying, he says, words may or may not come. So let's not clutter the space with pious, long-winded phrases or worry about sounding poetic. God, Jesus tells us, already knows what we need, even before we speak. Like a lover who has befriended us before the ages, God hears us in our silence, in our emptiness, and in our deepest desires. Of course, words also have their place, and surely God will also hear us loud and clear. There are other times when our emotions, pains, hopes, and yearnings will express themselves in babbling before God, and rightly so. Today, however, we are invited to leave our many words behind, to trust in the relationship we have with God. Like mystics who make room for God's word, we are invited to be in the presence of God, our friend, our companion, who knows us well. In the silence, we will hear his word and know his love. Amen.
For our intention today, let's pray for, well, for silence, for more of it in our lives, especially during our Lenten journey, and our other prayers and hearts that we raise now to God as we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord our God, we stand before you and rejoice that we may have fellowship with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant us the light of your Spirit. Grant our hearts strength for life. Open for us the paths of life that we may find joy and hope in spite of all the suffering we must go through on earth. We lift this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lenten Mary prayer, together.
We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Beneath your compassion, hear our petitions, and rescue us from all temptation, O glorious and blessed Virgin Mary. Amen.
A quick shout out to our new God Minute listeners from St. Patrick Church in Wentzville, Missouri, where I just finishing up a parish mission. A very warm welcome to all of you as we ask God's blessing to come upon us all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lenten peace and silence go with you today, friends. And we'll see you tomorrow.